Kuyisikhathi sendaba ku VOA Ndebele.
Njani mthakazi omuhle olamukela emthakazweni we studio 7 ngolesibili mhlaka 1 kumfufu 2019 ngo Chris Gande. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje, umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa uza kwethula umbiko wesimo sesizwe edalela eParliamente lamhlanje, lapho amalunga ebandla le MDC athi kawasoze amlalele.
Umongameli uzimisele kakhulu ngohlelo abathi ngesilungu i-re-engagement, ukuvuselela ubungane lokusebenziselana lamanye amazwe.
Sokunokudonselana phezu kuzanu PF phezu kodaba lokuthi ibandla leli kumele lenzeni ngezindlu ezakhelwa umuyi umnumzana Robert Mugabe ezigoqela le ethiwa yi-Blue Room.
Wabona i-Obed sekezicasisa yena yedwa ukuthi kambe yena ukuyiphi isayidi endabeni yonke le, umthwanga ukuyiphi isayidi endabeni yonke le. So i-issue ye-factionalism ekhona kuzanu PF.
Abakade besenza umsebenzi wokuhanjiswa kwemali ngomakhalekhukhwini ama-EcoCash agents ahlaba umkhosi ngokuvalelwa umsebenzi okwenziwe nguhulumende.
Ama-agents amaningi sebethengisa singathi ngibe ngesikhiwa befuela i-black market, bathengisa imali bona basebesithi bafuna, for example, bathi i-certain percentage abayifunayo, bebesithi ama-40%, 50% ama-agents.
Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye lizozizwa khona pha emsakazweni we Studio 7. Umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa uza kwethula umbiko wakhe obalulekileyo ophatha isimo sesizwe o State of the Nation Address kumbe sona edale leParliamente lamhlanje. Kodwa ibandla leMDC lithi amalunga alo awedalele eParliamente kasoze awulalele lumbiko ngoba akamnanzi uMnangagwa njengomongameli welizwe leZimbabwe. Isikhulumeli saleli bandla umnumzana Daniel Molekele utshele iStudio 7 izolo ukuthi balako ukuphuma edalele eParliamente ekufikeni kukamnumzana kukamongameli Mnangagwa kumbe ukungayi kuleli dale njengalokhu asebeke bakwenza esikhathini esedluleyo. Lokhu kucothozwe ngamanye amalunga ebandla leZanu PF afana lommeli weBulilima West umnumzana Dingumuzi Phuthi. Untungameli Nkomo Studio 7 ubuze uPhuthi ukuthi kuyini akukhangeleleyo embikweni kamongameli Mnangagwa.
Umongameli uke wasebenzisa amandla oswazi lwakhe ukumisa amanye ama-account, amanye amabhizinisi, kwabangela ukwehla kwamandla okutshintshana kwezimali. So izinto lezi sikhangele ukuthi zibe ngezinye zezinto ezizalunguza ku-address yakhe. Kodwa okunye Nkomo ngikhangelela ukuthi umongameli uzimisele kakhulu ngohlelo abathi ngesilungu i-re-engagement, ukuvuselela ubungane lokusebenziselana lamanye amazwe. Uzananzelela ukuthi yikho nje akukhulumileyo njalo emhlanganweni asanda kuvela kuwo eNew York, and ngokumazi kwami uzimisele kakhulu kulokho, njalo kuzavela khonapho ukuthi sesingathi kumbe siyangathi, ngoba simbone laphana esiba lomhlangano lokhokhela i-Commonwealth bavumelana ukuthi uhlelo lwakhona soluphathwa ngesiphangiphangi ukwenzela ukuthi luphuthe masinyane lokuthi iZimbabwe ibuyele iyeba ingxenye ke yalawo mazwe. Ngesikhathi esifanayo kubuke kwaba lesithunywa se-United Nations esibuye lapha-ke sizokhangela kwezelungelo loluntu. Ngakho-ke kutshengisa ukuthi izinto ze-re-engagement, ukuvuselela ubuhlobo labanye abantu kanye lokuba yingxenye yamazwe omhlaba nje in general.
Okhulume ngodaba lwesikhonzi se-United Nations esabuye ukuzophenya ngodaba lokwephulwa kwamalungelo oluntu, ngempela impumela yaso yathi hayi amalungelo ayephulwa nguhulumende.
into ehluphayo baba Nkomo ukuthi nxa ulegazi lomvundla vele uhlala ugijimiswa nje uxotshaniswa. Angiboni ukuthi into abayikhuluma ngeZimbabwe yinto abangayikhuluma ngeSaudi Arabia. Ilizwe leSaudi Arabia lilomuntu owabulawa ku-embassy yabo kwelinye ilizwe. Wakhomba ukuthi yinto embi ebiqoqiwe kodwa ke lanamhlanje kuthulwe ngayo sokungathi akwenzakala ngalutho. EZimbabwe akula nto enjalo yake yayenzakala ukuthi kuthiwe umuntu ubulawa nje mahlayana just like that. Kodwa ke sebekhangela izinto ezincane ezingatsho lutho, ezinye ezokuzibumbela, ezinye ezokwehlukana kwethu ngembono okwenza abanye bethu bagcine sebefisa kakhulu ukuthi aluba izijeziso ziyethethwa kuZimbabwe ukwenzela ukuthi iZimbabwe ihlale iphathwa kubi. Ukuthi kulokwephulwa kwamalungelo oluntu eZimbabwe, lokho angivumelani lakho ngoba ngiyananzelela ukuzimisela kukahulumende kababa uNangagwa ukuthi aqinise indlela abantu abakhululeka ngayo ekuphileni ekusebenzeni kwabo kodwa besesaba ukwephula umthetho oyabe umunyethwe iconstitution isisekelo sombuso. UPresident Edim Nangagwa ligqwetha is a lawyer. Indlela ahlonipha ngayo iconstitution injabulisa kakhulu ngoba andubana izinto zithiwe yilezi kuyaqala azikhangele ngomthetho kumbe kuyaqala kubunjwe umthetho othile ozasekela ulutho oluthile.
Lo ke ngumnumzana Dinga Muziphuthi, ummeli welibulilima West edalele eParliament njalo elilunga lebandla leZANU PF. Ubexoxa ecingweni loNtungameli Nkomo weStudio 7 ekwobulawayo. Sokulokudonselana kuZANU PF phezu kodaba lokuthi ibandla leli kumele lenzeni ngezindlu elazakhela umuyi umnumzana Robert Mugabe ezigoqela iBlue Roof lapho ukuhlala khona imuli yakhe kunye lenye eseBorodel okuhlala khona inkosazana yakhe ubona. Ingcwethi zombusazwe ezinye zithi kuzavela njalo amaqhuku ebandla leZANU PF ayesazakala ngokuthi yiLacoste elalisekela uMongameli Mnangagwa leG40 eyayisekela unkosikazi Grace Mugabe. Lanxa umsakazo weZBC ubike izolo ukuthi uMabhalane obona ukuqutshwa kwenhlelo zeZANU PF umnumzana Obet Mpofu ubethe ibandla lakhe lizathatha iBlue Roof liphendule ibe yindlu egcina imbali kumbe i-museum. Ugatsha olubona ngokwethulwa kwembiko luphangelwa kulandula lokhu. Umnumzana Mpofu ubikwa ubesithi njalo balakho kuyithatha lindlu bayisebenzise ngendlela ezalethela iZANU PF imali. Kodwa ugatsha olubona ngokwethulwa kwembiko luyilandulile limbiko lusithi indlu le yona ebisebizweni leZANU PF izaphiwa imuli kaMgabe njengokuthembisa kukamongameli Mnangagwa. Umpofu yena utshele iStudio 7 ukuthi sebelungiselela lolu daba. Kambe kuyini kahle kahle okwenzakalayo lapha? UNtungameli Nkomo Studio 7 uxoxe lengcwethi ecubungela izombusazwe umnumzana Bekezela Maduma Fuzwayo.
Lokhu sokusibonisa mhlophe ukuthi indaba ye-factionalism ayipheli kuZANU PF and ukhanya ngokufa kwaMgabe isazokuba wesike manje kathesi nxa siyikhangela kuhle. Kuhle kukubonisa ukuthi kulabanye abasesayidini liphi abanye abasesayidini liphi. So nxa kukhulunywa kanje wabona ukuthi o-Obet sethe zicasisa yena yedwa ukuthi kambe yena ukuyiphi isayidi endabeni yonke leyo, umthwanga ukuyiphi isayidi endabeni yonke leyo. So i-issue ye-factionalism ekhona kuZANU PF akulanto emangalisayo, basalwisa ukuthi kambe imvutho ezisele kuMgabe ngubani ozidobhayo, ngubani ongazaziswela.
Yena ubaba Obet Mpofu uthi hayi sokulungisisiwe lokho, kungaba ukuthi kumbe ubebambe inhlwa ngekhanda yini engakavumelani labanye bakhe.
Uvele usezifake enkingeni ndinkingi enkulu kakhulu, asazi ukuthi uzayiqeda ithini indaba yakhe yena le, ngoba ingxenye yinto ekathi ivele ikhona kuplan yena asephangisa ukuyikhuluma. Asazi ukuthi usezayiphatha ithini ngoba uMnangagwa siyakwazi ukuthi kafuni kuhanjelwa phambili vele indlela aphatha ngayo.
So ingxenye lokuyinto yathi very khona o into engekho ekuma factionalism obhethi sezikhulumela kwakho kuyali so uvela usethenkingeni ngoba nxa sokuphuma statement ukuthi hayi umnangakho yena uthi nguye yedwa owazi ukuthi uzakwenza already soku-expose u-ebhethi mpofu kutho ukuthi uzaba le nkinga enkulu ngendaba yonke leyo
khona ngempela sizabona bemupha lindlu yini umfelokazi kamgabe kumbe bazayihluthuna nje kungabi indaba zalutho
mina vele angimboni ehlala ngombono wami lona ilizwe lelambone lihlala uGrace uyaphuma uyahamba angithi ulazi izindlu eSingapore ulazi izindlu zilanoma engasoze ayiqume eSouth Africa iyahambisa abafana bakhe eSouth Africa ingxenye ongasala ngulo untombazane oyenzile but uGrace angimboni ehlala lapha eZimbabwe and uGrace I think ngendlela azombe ngayo le ndlela akwazi ukuthi uzaphathwa ngayo kuseyaphambili angiboni ukuthi usathe le ndaba la indaba ye-Blue Roof yena uzahambe ezidlela imali yakhe ayithole emalini kamgabi ezihlalela lapha azakuyihlala khona
kambe balakho ukumhlukuluza yini ngakhetha ukuzihlalela
lokho kusemgceke kumgcebo uzahlukuluzwa ngoba kwamanje sikhuluma ngokuthi umpresident okhona into le imzondisile and sikhuluma ngomuntu ozondileyo so umnangagwa okwamaqini uzafuneka ubuyisela kakhulu endabeni nina leyi
alo-ke ngumnumzana bekezela Maduma Fuzwayo ingcwethi ecubungula ezombusazo bekhuluma ecingweni lo ntungameli inkomo we-Studio 7 ekobulawayo umqondisi wenkampani kamakhale khukhwini ye-Econet umnumzana Strive Masiwa uthi udubo lwabantu abangezelela isisindo semali abayithengisa ngencingo ezisebenzisa i-Econet asebevalelwe ama-akhawunti nguhulumende ayisiwo mlandu wabo. UMasiwa uthi uhulumende nguye omele alungisise udaba lokusilela kwemali hathi ukuhlasela i-Econet ngoba yona iphonguba isithunywa nje kuphela. Lokhu kwenzakala inani lasebevalelwe omakhale khukhwini bephatheke kubhizimusi lokuthumeza imali phansi kwenkampani ye-Econet olo iCocash libikwa liqansa kakhulu ikakhulu ngempela viki osekubangele ukuthi isindo semali sehle kakhulu. UMavis Gama usethulela lolu daba ngokugcweleyo eseHarare.
Abakulumsebenzi wokuba ngama-EcoCash agents bahlaba omkhulu umkhosi ngokuphazamiseka ngomsebenzi wabo. Umnumzana Thulani Mabutho wasemzini wemfakose ngomunye wabakulumsebenzi. Yena-ke uthi lanxa leli kulinyathelo elilungileyo elithethweyo uhulumende kodwa ukhanya ekwenza ngokungahlelekanga.
Uhulumende ngabe kwenze ngoba ama-agents amaningi sibethengisa singathi ngibe ngesikhiwa befuela i-black market bathengisa imali bona basebesithi bafuna for example bathi i-certain percentage abayifunayo bebesithi ama-40% 50% ama-agents yes uhulumende engabe e-right ukuthi akubhana.
Usola leli nyathelo Mabutho athi lizophazamisa abanengi bona abamsulwa ngoba sebeyiswela leyo mali akade beyithola ngendlela zokuya kuma-EcoCash agents la okubalisa eyokugada amabhasi lokunye. Umnumzana Collins Ncube wasemzini we-Greystone Park ukhuthaza uhulumende ukuba alungisise isisusa salolu daba kuqala.
Umbono kwami mboni ngani nxa kubhanwa ukufrozwa kwama-EcoCash merchants it's about the exchange rate ngibona ngani uhulumende kumele enze imizamo ebambekayo ngoba ama inconsistencies maningi kakhulu.
Uncube uthi lokhu kwenza kwahulumende kungayisiyo ndlela engasebenzela ilizwe lona elidinga abazotshala imali.
What picture does it give kulaba abangaphandle kwelizwe esingathi ngama-investor abangafuni ukusisiza ma kuyukuthi here and there kuyafrizwa lokhu kufrizwe lokhu aku-unfrizwe akusincedisi kakhulu njengelizwe. Na kuyukuthi sifuna ukudila le ndaba yama-exchange rates let's deal with it holistically singaphonga ukuthatha nje okuyisinqumo ukuthi kungafriza lokhu sikhangelele ukuthi kuzatshintsha lokhu lalokhana kodwa akutshintshi imbangela le simo sezomnotho welizwe kwele Zimbabwe.
Enye ingcwethi kwezomnotho unkosikazi Matilda Gondo uthi abe-Reserve Bank of Zimbabwe kabalukhangelisise lolu daba.
To a certain an extent it's justified because now these are traders, the agents were taking
advantage. Ngenye indlela singathi lilungile lelo nyathelo elithethweyo ngoba laba bantu bese besebenzisa lelithuba lokungami kuhle kwezinto elizweni behlukumeza uZulu ngalokho. Bekuza kuba yinto elunge kakhulu ngabe kuthiwa abe RBZ badinga ezinye indlela zokutholisa abamabhanga leyo mali edingwa nguZulu ukuze uZulu anelise ukuyathatha imali yakhe kungekho nkinga kube yiyo abayisebenzisayo endaweni yokuthi bayayidinga kule imikambo yangasese.
And use that instead of getting it from the black market.
Ugondo uthi leli nyathelo lizophazamisa kakhulu labo abangelawo ama bank accounts bona akade sebethembele kundlela ye EcoCash ukuthola imali ezisetshenziswa nsuku zonke. Ezinye zalezincingo ezivaliweyo zibikwa bezilamadola angaba zinkulungwane ezingamakhulu amabili amadola akwele Zimbabwe osekusolisa ukuthi kambe lokhu kungasi kuganga kwabantu asebesebenzisa lindlela ngendlela engayisiyo. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngise Harare, ngingumevis Gama.
Okwamanje ke kesikhangele eziphuthumayo zivela kumaphephandaba achiyeneyo. Iphephandaba le The Herald lithi uZulu usezavunyelwa njalo ukuthenga ithengisa amabele obese kulicala. Umphathintambo wezokulima umnumzana Parents Shiri uthi abalemali balakho ukuthenga umumbu phandle kwelizwe kumbe elizweni kodwa kuzamele babe lama license okwenza lokhu. Iphephandaba le Newsday lithi usomlomo wedale lephalamende uphakathi kwemizamo yokuletha umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa ndawonye lomkhokheli webandla le-MDC umnumzana Nelson Chamisa ukuthi bakhulumisane. Leli phephandaba lithi kunezikhonzi ezibonakala zisiya ehofisini kaMnangagwa ziphinde zibonakale njalo zisiya ehofisini kaChamisa. Okwamanje ke sengilithiya ezandleni zenu balaleli bethu lisiphake imbono yenu elisithumele yona nge-WhatsApp.
Linjani mthakazi, linjani ngapho? Ngiyalibingelela kakhulu ngokhawunta sibanda lapha eTswana. Ngikhulume ngalolu daba olukhulunywayo lapho kuthiwa yi-prevention yabobaba, ukuzivikela kwabobaba. Ngithi hey, lina bantu engayiqali leyo ndaba leyo lizasibulalisa uNkulunkulu. Ngazi abantu babamba-bamba endabeni zikaNkulunkulu, lizathinta izinto ezingathintwayo. Uvi kakhulu lokho elifuna ukukwenza, njalo lizazundisa uNkulunkulu sibili. Ngicela ukulebala enye incwadi lapha lanxa nje omunye yakwazi abantu baza kuthi Old Testament kodwa ngumlomo kaNkulunkulu uthi khona uDeuteronomy 23:1, no man has been castrated or whose penis has been cut off may be included among the Lord's people. Yey, sinasifuna ukungena ezulwini madoda. So lingavela sibangele inkinga lapha. Leyo indaba embi yenzima kakhulu. Njalo iqiniso yilolelo ukuthi uyachata lo muntu uhlale laye 2-3 years libe labantwana ababili kusasa sekuyala. Funa futhi labantwana labana mhlawumbe babhubhe. Kwakwaniseka ukuthi uma unabantwana ababili abathathu bahle batshone bonke one day ngengozi yemota loba nje inyinto. So sala nje ungela next. And kabayikhulume ukuthi at least kusukisela eminyakeni abantu abale minyaka ethize mhlawumbe le 20 something years kumbe 35 so over khonapho susithi wena abantwana ababili hayi so right ungakwazi ukuthi abantwana labo bazokuphilela loba kanjani lingayiqali lefto lapho lezi selibamba ezinye izinto ezingalunganga nje liyazundisa uNkulunkulu. Hayi buyelani emuva ngaleyo ndaba leyo leyo yiwo kuthiwa ngesikhiwa yi-castration ukuthena abantu mpela. No
kunjani kusitudio 7? Mina ngithi njengoba umgabe esiyale unomphela ukuthi ayingcwatshwa emangcwabeni yeRosebank sekuyisikhathi ke manje ukuthi kwangikhona amathambo wabanye abantu wabathatha wayabazeka iHeroesburg ayekuzwa ayibekwa kahle ngoba kuthi kuthi kukhulu abakwenzayo.
Kubalaleli beStudio 7 ngiyabulisa uNcube eFilipus. Ngiyamangala kubaba ukhulu umgabe wesaba kangaka ukuthi uzocuywa uzosetshenziswa kanti nalabo abantu abangaka ababulalayo akabacuyanga yini? Wayebabulala kanti wayebulala abantu naye ubeligwala lendoda nawe sesakhela ngey'nsimbi sesenzela sefaka lama-concrete. Eyi hhayi khehla leli hluphile eZimbabwe. Ngiyabonga baba uNcube eFilipus.
Sabonani kwi-Studio 7. Mina igama lami ngu-Adolf Shaba, ngilana eJohannesburg, South Africa. Mina into efuna ukuphawula ngayo yile ndaba yesidumbu sikamgabo okuthiwa uGrace ubengafanelanga asuke eduzane laso ngoba kusatshela ukuthi kuzoba khona laba abazokhipha amaphathi womzimba wakhe beyenza imithi. Kusho ukuthi yinto abavele kade beyenza, ayikho into okude ngayisaba into angazange wayibona. Vele ukugiya kwerasta kuyasolisa, liyayidla inyama, kukhona okuthize okukhona la.
Okhulumayo ngoKhizon Mbetse, umlandeli omkhulu weBos, sizibuhlungu ngokushona kukaChief. Chief wadlala mpela isikhathi eBosolona. Mahlula nyama. Team yezolonke, team. Sitiyalalo ngokuthula.
Sabonani kwi-Studio 7. Mina igama lami ngu-Adolf Shaba, ngilana eJohannesburg, South Africa. Mina into efuna ukuphawula ngayo yile ndaba yesidumbu sikamgabo okuthiwa uGrace ubengafanelanga asuke eduzane laso ngoba kusatshela ukuthi kuzoba khona laba abazokhipha amaphathi womzimba wakhe beyenza imithi. Kusho ukuthi yinto abavele kade beyenza, ayikho into okude ngayisaba into angazange wayibona. Vele ukugiya kwerasta kuyasolisa, liyayidla inyama, kukhona okuthize okukhona la.
Lawo-ke ngamazwi abalaleli bethu. Lingakhohlwa ukuthi lani liyenelisa ukusithumela amazwi enu, eliwathumela nge-WhatsApp kunombolo ezithi +1 202 465 0318. Bakithi, siyacela ukubana imilayezo leyo ingedluli i-2 minutes. Siyabonga. Kwezemidlalo, bayakhala abalandeli bomdlalo wenguqu ngokubhubha kukaCharles Chief Chilufya owake wadlalela iqembu le-Highlanders. URaman Gumbo wayengumqeqetshi weqembu le-Highlanders ngesikhathi uChilufya edlalela leli qembu, uthi umuyi wayelijaha elalihlonipha. UBlessing Gumiso, omunye njalo owake wadlalela i-Highlanders ndawonye lomuyi, uxoxe loGibbs Dube weStudio 7 ngokubhubha kukaChilufya.
Ngiyadumu mfowethu, ngiyahamba kahle uCharles Chilufya Chief. Wayeumuntu oright olungileyo. UChilufya wayethanda ukuhleka and ukukhuluma ama-stories ahlekisayo. And isikhathi esiningi after training or before training uCharles Chilufya wayejwayele ukuthi asithandazele madoda. So ngizomkhumbula vele into eziningi azenza yini and kumasokane sami.
Siyabona ukuthi wena nguwe phela owabathwalisa nzima nxa sokubuya istamina ama-opponents. Yena nguye owayesikelela ibhola lisenza njalo. Lalidlala njani kwampana ku-midfield lonke?
URaman Gumbo umkhokheli wethu wayesinika imisebenzi eshiyeneyo. Umsebenzi wami kuBoso usually was to ukusupply amabhola, ukuwina amabhola, and I used to bully ama opponents around so that I can win balls. Ngiphathele uCharles Chilufya uRichard Ntoma balls. Strength yawo was to dribble and run with the ball, and my strength was to ukuwina amabhola umithi and catching them around.
Kwakusebenzeka sibili, eh?
Kakhulu. Sasele combination. Sathi wabona sawina 4 ama championships because I think we were too powerful. Sathi welelana in and off the field. Isikhathi esiningi sasithi ibhola especially eBF kumbe kuphi every Monday sasihlangana sikhulume njengamajida, then sizame ukukhorektana for the past and the coming game. So like a big family.
Ye, ngiyakhumbula silalelana kakhulu, sihlale phansi lixoxe linate lonke. Kodwa owakuthandwa nguChilufya kakhulu nxa sokubuya ekudleni lapha wayejala ukudlala nxalonke
wayethanda ukuwosa. So every time even ngasihamba emagemini wayejala ukubuza ukuthi madoda asihambe siyowosa, sithi hayi isikhathi sokuwosa sizowosa after game, not before game. So ukuwosa uCharles Chilufya favorite ukudla. Ya,
wayethandela abantu kakhulu. Lalijala ukwenzani labo Chilufya kumba?
Lalijala ukhuluma sodwa njengama players even without uRaman Khombosi athi ijari uhlangana ubiya was our captain athitshele madoda what you need to do is imele siwe close to ama supporters because whatever we are going to do into eziningi the power of islanders is going to come from ama supporters so we trying to make a joint venture with ama supporters and kwakusebenza isikhathi sethu kwakusebenza kakhulu
lo ke ngublessing Gumiso oyedlalela iqembu leHighlanders ubekhuluma ecingweni lo Gibbs Dube weStudio 7 eseJohannesburg. Ngesizwe abalandeli beqembu leHighlanders bexoxa lo Gibbs Dube kuhlelo lwethu lweFacebook.
So ke wothi ke ndathi ubaba osecingweni khona manje wothi ngesizwe lobani point kunjani?
Khuluma lo Sfasa Chuma.
Yey Chuma sizwile ukuthi umfana kasekho lapho ngathi ngakho.
Ah, serisizi kakhulu lati sizwe sibele kudabuka phakathi kwezinhliziyo. Ngoba hayi umuntu lo wasibambe iqembu lethu okuzwayo. Sizwe ukuthi angasekho, hayi serisizi kakhulu.
Yes, ngathi wena umkhumbula ngani?
Skathini sabo laphana. Ah, madodana akasibambe i-team sibele kuzwayo ngenkezo sasizizayo phezulu kwakhe undoda lo.
Mhm.
Yeah, hayi sizwe kudabuka sizwe kudana phakathi na kwezinhliziyo zethu.
Ye amazwi akho ke ungathini nxa ungamvalelisa
indoda le ilale ngokuthula ngoba vele ngishilo ukuthi ngathini ngoba inhliziyo zethu i black and white kade ibambile amadoda lana okuzwayo ngoba ibandli ilokuzeni i team yethu laphana ibi team isile zwayo ngamadoda lana kodwa ngabe senyuka kangaka kuba lokudala okukhulu kakhulu kazi
ngizokuye kuthiwa silo mama ke usithokozile lapha ecingweni uFuyane maFuyane kunjani
Ngikhona njani?
Ngiyaphila kakhulu. Ye, ungathini wena namhlanje?
Hayi, ngomdlali ngikhuluma kakhulu kancane ngeke ngitsho kakhulu ngoba ezomdlalo ngizithandi kangako. But ngizwelana nalo ukuthi ngoba nxa kulichawe lethu elihambileyo. Sizwelana nefamily, sizwelana nabadlali.
Sithatha ubaba ke umoya ecingweni.
Hey, silusizi manje le indoda idlalile ngensuku zayo laphana kuHighlanders laphana besimthakazelela kakhulu kodwa ke sikitude emdenini kune labo lasethimini sonke siyakhala kusiyibhoso family ngoba vele mawudlalela ibhoso seyingxenye yempilo yethu weda ubuya kuphi nendawo kodwa uyahlala usenhliziyweni zethu
umkhumbula ngani uJilvia
ngiyakhumbula ukudlala kwakhe labo masawu ukuthi hayi babelifikise empilo emagumeni lapha kube hayi kube luthuli
umvaleliseke ngamafeature
Hayi, alilale kahle ngokuthula iqhawe lakithi le boss of family laphana siyabonga.
Labo ke ngabalandeli beqembu leHighlanders abakhulume ecingweni lo Gibbs Dube weStudio 7 kuhlelo Zimbabwe Today asixoxeni esilethulela ebulenjini bokuxhumana obeFacebook. Kukhasi le VOA Ndebele.
Don't live the king, you're the king, you know it. King already, already, you know it. Top everything, everything, you know it. King already, already, you know it. My body so got a king body. Body gon' shine, bling, bling body. Calling all the shots, ring, ring body. Crown on your head, got a king body. Don't live the king, you a king, you know it. King already, my baby, you know it. Top everything, everything, you know it. King already, already, you know it. Shine already, it's time already. The line already, it's time already. Shine already, it's time already. The line already.
Try to stop it, Mr. No, no, no. Royalties, they don't you, no, no, no. Try to stop it, Mr. Go, 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 go. Bubble up and watch it go, go.
Hayi isikhathi iso esingasavumi balaleli singakahlukani ngesikhangele inhloko zendaba. Umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa uza kwethula umbiko wesimo sesizwe iState of the Nation Address lamhlanje edalela eParliamente kodwa amalunga eMDC athi kawasoze amlalele. Silugqiba ke lapha uhlelo lwethulwa lamhlanje olivalelisayo nguChris Gande ngesithi asidibaneni njalo sikhathi sinye kusasa. kumbe lingasithinta njalo ntambama lamhlanje ngo 7:30.